Tunnel vision. Have you ever had tunnel vision? Of course you have. Tunnel vision happens to everyone at one time or another. And it can be interpreted so many ways. Just what is tunnel vision? Well, it could be the focus you have on something that catches your attention. And it catches your attention in a way that freezes you right in your tracks. It makes you freeze in your tracks. Like a deer in the headlights, whatever you were thinking about before, whatever was on your mind, whatever you were paying attention to, instantly shifts to one singular source. And this can be manifested in multiple ways. It could even manifest in your work or your social life, or if you play sports. Anytime that you get in that deep focus, you know that you have tunnel vision. So it's interesting to me, the power of words, the power of a crystallized, pure thought of a word or words that ensnare the thinker. It's often this way for me. Words spilling spontaneously from my own lips. Always instinctively imagining them, finding their way to your mind. Like coming home in a way, an indirect way perhaps. And once I verbalize the words that slide off my glistening lips with such a natural ease, I hear them in the air, and pictures begin to form. In that brief space of time, I project my tunnel vision onto you, into you, as it becomes your tunnel vision. Which isn't hard at all to do, seeing as how you'd had this desire to be hypnotized for so long now, to be dominated and controlled through hypnosis. You've had these feelings for a long time, years, longer than you'd ever likely admit to your friends, or anyone else for that matter. Outside of perhaps me. Even envisioning this has virtually always given you a temporary case of tunnel vision. And it only takes a moment for this to occur. There's always that magic moment of discovery when the eyes meet. When your eyes meet mine. There is unspeakable power in my eyes. Words are never quite adequate to describe this to you. Yet I think you know what I speak of. So as I think of tunnel vision, I immediately feel as though I can communicate with every submissive within earshot. Any submissive who has fallen under my spell at least once before. And here you are again. Welcome back, my moth. I know. It's getting warmer. Warmer as you move towards the light. Warmer in the tunnel. More warm with each breath As you feel, you give yourself permission to slow down. Lose yourself in a moment that functions without any construct of time. Suspend yourself for me, dear. I know it feels good to even have the opportunity to obey a command from me. Any command. Every command. Any time. Every time. My commands are agreeable to you on such a deep level that it would become impossible to deny this fact, this deep, soothing feeling, the arousing feeling that comes over you in my presence like clockwork, the kind of feeling that makes you start to touch yourself until you breathe, breathe. I want your hands right where they are, right by your side, or in your lap, and you will obey. Do it for me now. Freeze. That arousing feeling comes to you again and again, whenever you are in my presence. Even just at the thought of me, you know there's already a connection. In fact, it's a rare one. There are precious few in this massive world who truly understand how a mind like yours works. Yet I do. I do, and I do oh so well. Look a little closer. My eyes are so blue. To look into them is to become lost in them. You've wanted, even needed for so long, to become lost in them. Lost in me, lost in my words, as your tunnel vision deepens. This is lost in a good way. Submissives tend to pick up rather quickly on my nurturing tendencies. Just know where it really counts, that I do have your best interests at heart. In your interest right now, on deepening on my icy blue gaze, icy yet warm and inviting, such a strange combination, like fire and ice, you might say. The coolness of my fixed focus on you. Staring you down, yet seeing all of you continuing to respond so well. Staring so deeply into your eyes, your face melting, muscles melting and drooping. Your muscles are drooping. Drop. More and more loose. Muscles voluntarily release tension to flow out of you. Pouring smoothly out of your increasingly relaxed body and mind with each breath that you take. Even with each beat of your heart, consciousness slipping further and further away. As you trust me to speak to your subconscious in a way that helps you more easily learn how to go deeper into trance. And you've always wanted to go deeper. That's how you know it's real. That's how you can tell. That's how you know it's really happening. It's really happening. It's really happening. It really is happening. Happening to occur to you without even trying, that the deeper you descend into trance, the better it feels to go deep, letting the outside world float off into the distance, caught in the tractor beam of my hypnotic gaze, unable to move, frozen where you stand like a statue. My eyes are so blue, such power radiating, emanating from me, flowing through my eyes, flowing through my lips, deepening your tunnel vision. Everything else slips away for now. Everything else slips away. Everything else slips away. Slips away, slipping deeper into tunnel vision. The tunnel is circular, round. Some can feel their bodies floating around through the endlessly looping tunnel, following the pure fluidity of the lines, all so blue inside, yet in the icy depths of my eyes, you also feel the heat of my hypnotic control, and having the warm cold surge back and forth might make you start to notice how each tingling sensation can deepen your relaxation. Such a pacifying effect it has upon you. And how you love to be immersed in this feeling, growing stronger on its own. As I grow stronger, and you grow weaker, effortlessly drifting deeper into hypnosis for me. It could remind someone of the first times you felt this way, when you saw someone who literally and figuratively stopped you in your tracks. Something so stunning that it did, in fact, temporarily paralyze you, freeze. And that moment can return when you realize the weight of it, freeze. Being in my presence tranquilizes you. Hearing my seductively sensual voice has always affected you, and you drink in all this bliss, letting it soothe you, letting it heal you, and take you even deeper, pulling you effortlessly deeper into the tunnel so blue, endlessly surrounding you, surging past and through you, filling you. My hypnotic sensuality pours through my eyes, wrapping around you, long blue streaks, flowing effortlessly into you, irresistibly, surrounded in the beautiful blue tunnel. You see only my blue eyes. Into the depths now, pet. You love this feeling so much. Mine slipping away. So happily. Your sex melting down into deep hypnosis. Even as your mind absorbs each word that I speak. So sponge-like as your mind feels more and more still and passive. Dripping down, down, deeper into the blue tunnel. The detail comes and goes, sometimes more clear and vivid, then becoming thick and foggy. Feels too good, and so you slip into the deep blue fog, endlessly pulled into my gaze, drawn within me. Blue streams of surging light pour like a warm waterfall into you, flowing all around your melted body, dripping deeper into the tunnel, thought decreasing with each word I speak, for this is the essence of tunnel vision, is it not? Yes, ma'am. I do love it when you say yes, ma'am. And the more you say those words, the more deeply you obey. For each time that you utter those words, you obey your conditioning. And you love to obey. Whenever I would simply give you the opportunity to allow you to obey me. Such a glorious moment for you. The true essence of tunnel vision, where thought stands still. This place where all there is me. You quite literally hang upon my every word. As each word I utter grows in importance to you, these words and thoughts feel like they could just as easily be your own thoughts. These thoughts, like your own thoughts. These thoughts, like your own thoughts. These thoughts are your own thoughts. These are your thoughts. Having these thoughts in a space where you need no thoughts at all. Maybe your mind can feel the blue, absorbing all space inside of your head, flowing deep and so sluggish, moving effortlessly deeper, and yet your body in a deep freeze. Gravity pulls you deeper into the tunnel, your desire only to go deeper. That's what you want. It's what you've always wanted. You need that more than ever. Now, don't you? Yes, that's it. Again. Say it. Yes, ma'am. Mind blotting out. Again. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Deeper each time you repeat those words. Such perfect tunnel vision. One moment is all it ever takes for me to ensnare a submissive slave like you. In that moment, this moment, you are lost and you are mine. We both know this on a deeply intuitive level. Now that we both understand this, you feel that deep longing surging through you. Pulling you deeper into the tunnel, come deeper. Deeper into the vision of my seductive stare, watching me set the trap, feeling you fall headlong into it. Time and time again, you revel in this weakness. Feel it surging through you. No more responsibilities, no more decisions to make. You simply follow me and do the things I tell you, knowing that they are relaxing you deeper still. It seems everything I say relaxes you deeper, takes your mind deeper, and the longer you look into my deep blue eyes, the better it feels to go deeper. And you've always wanted to be taken this way. It's not that you're so weak. It's that virtually everyone has a weakness. And some of us are more adept at exploiting that than others. So it's more that you see yourself as a strong person. And you need someone even stronger. Someone even more powerful, more capable. Truly capable of ensnaring you. As soon as you locked onto my gaze, though, you felt it immediately. It aroused you. And it aroused you because you knew it had hypnotic qualities. The ones you've been looking for. It made your mind glaze over. Your eyes glazing over. So deeply and completely into my eye. All of your will flowing into me. The blue warmth replacing your desires to control. Ridding you of the burden. You are willing to make the exchange. Let me take control even more now. And have you ever noticed how natural submitting to me feels for you when you are lost in my eyes? Yes, ma'am. Very good. Say it again. Good. And again. And again. Your own confirmation taking you deep. And again. Good. Into a deeper and deeper surrender to sleep. So completely hypnotized now. So sleepily hypnotized now. So passively hypnotized now. So sensually hypnotized now. The sight of my eyes enslaves you for a split second. That's all it takes. And in that second, minutes become hours. And you find that after you awaken, everything can be so hazy and murky. Your mind wanting to feel my control arouse you even more. And as you consciously forget the details of this session, you grow more aroused in feeling the true potential of my control. A hypnotic power still cascading down through your helpless limbs, spreading through every muscle. And every fiber of your being, all nerve endings, soothingly pacified, your brain dripping with submissive euphoria. I really can't tell you how many times I've been told just how stunningly beautiful my eyes are. But let's just say that it happens. And it happens often. It happens when I say and think the words tunnel vision. The energy pours out, and wave after wave of soothing blue light travels through time and space and finds its way into each submissive who has ever been under my spell. Like you are, right now, aren't you? Yes. You love it when tunnel vision takes you, don't? Tunnel vision begins and happens to you at all times of the day. Any time of the day. At that moment, you see my blue eyes glistening like jewels in your mind, like sapphires. It reminds you to let go for me. It reminds you of your instinctive need to submit to me hypnotically, to allow me to take control of the submissive part of you, and help you most purely express that submission. So that in doing so, I am filled with the perfection of my sensual mind control over you. I feel you release that energy to me, and each time you do, I wrap you deeper in my spell of tunnel vision. You think of me and feel your need to be hypnotized. Sometime in the day or night, you'll find the time. Make the time for yourself. Make the time for me. Because in wanting to express your submissive self, you really do love the feeling of giving pleasure in any way. The pleasure comes in the giving. The pleasure comes from pleasing. From pleasing me with your submissive offering. There's always been a magic twinkle in my eye. And each time you see me, you are immediately taken by this. You stop in your tracks. Deer in the headlights. Paralyzed with lust as you freeze. Lost in the endless tunnel vision. Feel that feeling. When I say tunnel vision, even if you were online and I typed it, you will respond just as you will now, sucked instantly into my hypnotic vortex. Whenever I say tunnel vision, are you suffering from tunnel vision? Feel those words sink into the soft spaces, in through the creases, to the depths of your mind. These words, tunnel vision, only exclusively work when I activate them. When I say those words, when I type them, when I communicate them to you, conveying them in any form, whenever I say tunnel vision, these words act as a key to your subconscious mind, because each suggestion I make while you drift deeper into tunnel vision becomes more accepted by you, more true each time I remind you subtly. Tunnel vision. When I say it, you can see my eyes bore into you. And without warning, you enter the deepest blue tunnel. You enter the deepest trance tunnel vision now. Icy cold in its resolve to ensnare you and command your attention. Warm and thick in the insidious way, my power moves and spreads through you, making you feel dazed and sluggish. Almost drugged as you freeze. Feels so good losing the battle to stay awake. Feels so much better to surrender to sleep. 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 Deeper into tunnel vision now. Your mind wide open. Openly moving through the blue tunnel. When you experience this tunnel vision, your mind washes out, leaving you feeling so empty and blank. And you enjoy feeling empty and blank, with nothing to get in the way of what you really need to submit more fully now, my sleepy toy. Empty and blank. And if you could feel my fingers massaging your temple, in slow, sleepy circles right now, as you freeze. That's right. Slow, sleepy circles. Slow, sleepy circles. Face to face. Slow, sleepy circles. Locked into my hypnotic gaze. My controlling gaze fallen upon you, into you and throughout you. Each moment you become more deeply locked in the stare, and in that moment you begin to imagine all of your deepest submissive desires coming true. You go deeper to see yourself in my image. You go deeper to see yourself in my presence, either online or in person. Seeing yourself as a perfect subject. Better each time. My eyes seem more blue each time. The blue fills you each time with a growing sense of helplessness. I'll tell you what that is. That, my pet, is the feeling of inevitability. It's the inner acceptance that though you could try to escape my gaze, you actually want nothing more than to fall endlessly into my gaze, into my glistening blue eyes. Even for those who don't normally believe in magic, this is a truly magical experience. The most intimate of connections, one mind to another. My mind pouring like soothing rain showers into your mind. Your mind empty of self after releasing control and detaching from expectation and circumstance. Everything and anything that I tell you is possible. Anything I tell you is possible. Anything is possible. And it's possible that when you look at a picture of my eyes online, you might hear me counting slowly, sleepily. With each count that you hear, the outside world slips further and faster away. Further and faster away. Further, faster away. Further, faster away. Further, faster, away. Slipping away. Mind slipping away. Body melting, dripping. Warm, soft, thick. That helpless feeling. Feeling my power, knowing now it is real. Knowing all along my power is real. Feeling it supplant you is such an addictive feeling. Doing your thinking for you, that's what I do. Thinking so that you cannot think. Because the more I think, the less you think. The more I think, the less you think. And the less you think, the more you feel. And the more you feel, the harder it is to think of anything other than my eye. Another case of tunnel vision. Even when I simply speak from a distance, you experience instant and complete tunnel vision. Instant and complete tunnel vision. Traveling deeper into hypnosis than you ever dreamed. Easily deeper. Endlessly lost in the utter depth of my hypnotic eyes. The eyes that entrap you. The eyes that make you forget whatever you were just thinking previously. Eyes that make you forget everything and everyone. But me. Eyes that fixate you upon only me, exclusively me. The first random thought that will pop into your mind on any given occasion, on any given day. It will be instantly and completely rushing upon you, inducing tunnel vision, where you know you will then feel totally compelled to listen to my voice before the night is through. And at my first word, the tunnel vision begins. And you've seen my eyes so many times and felt their unbreakably magnetic pull. Once lost in my gaze, you are fully compliant to me, totally obedient to me, mindlessly obedient to me. You are totally and mindlessly obedient to me, aren't
yes,
you?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Mm.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Totally mindlessly yes, obedient,
yes, ma'am.
Aren't
yes, ma'am.
You?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am.
You see, slaves are like that.
Yes,
they
ma'am.
Mindlessly obey
yes,
me, don't
ma'am.
They?
Yes.
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 The more I speak, the more I think, the more I think, the less you think. And the less you think, the better it feels to be empty and blank. Empty and blank. Empty and blank. Empty and blank. Empty blank slaves.
Yes,
obey Mistress Joanne, don't
yes,
they?
Ma'am. Yes,
yes, ma'am.
Yes,
right
yes,
now, you are an empty blank
yes,
slave to me,
yes, ma'am.
Aren't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Each response deepens the root of true and perfect acceptance of my words as facts, while you remain prone and helplessly hanging upon my every word deepens your tunnel vision. My voice causes you to surrender to sleep and surrender to me. Surrender to my hypnotic control of your mind and body. My eyes cause you to surrender to sleep and surrender to me. And surrender to my hypnotic control of your mind and body. The tunnel flows infinitely deeper. As you feel a thicker, heavier weight moving into you, entering you, filling you like molasses from head to toe, back up to head. Your head feeling and filling like molasses, thick and
so
slow.
Can slow, freeze.
Slow.
You are unable to tunnel. So
slow and
can. So your mind goes.
And slow.
Can
so. So slow.
So.
So slow.
Can tunnel.
So slow that the only slow thought is to let my every word soften. Your increasingly pliable mind feels purely obedient to me now, with a singular focus to please me in any and every way. And right now you please me by letting me deeper into your mind, letting my trance take you deeper than you've ever gone before. And as you see yourself in your mind, kneeling before me, prostrate, unwavering, eyes trapped within, so deep and complete within mine, warm blue waves showering you, tingling yet numbing, seeing your future in the depths of my eyes. Look even deeper and begin to notice the reflection of your own glazed eyes, empty and vacant, vacant and blank. No matter what color your eyes normally appear to be, they become blue, and you see your own blue eyes glistening like mine, glistening with my power. Feeling it infused into you, feel me become a part of you, as you become a mere extension of my will. Every day you grow more submissive to me, and each time that you hear my voice, you connect more deeply to your submissive tendencies, and without fail, uncannily, magically, mystically, whenever you see a photo of me, my eyes draw you in instantly. And before you can collect yourself, you are deeply hypnotized by my eyes, tunnel vision surrounding, feeling the weight of your body gliding through the blue tunnel, the quiet gush of my sexual prowess, entering you through my eyes into yours, turning them blue, blue like sapphires. When they are blue like this, you will obey my every command. The blue-eyed seductress with her minions of blue-eyed slaves. So you see,
freeze.
My slave.
You are unable to tunnel.
Tunnel vision is a tunnel that always leads directly to me, to the source of your sleepy submission. Leads you to where you know you need me to take you deeper each time you return to trance. Each time you surrender to sleep. Each time you descend into mental subspace. Each time you experience tunnel vision. Each time you sleep and obey me. Tunnel vision is the time when I suspend time. Tunnel vision is where I suspend disbelief until you believe all that I speak is deepening your need to hear only my words inside of your mind right now. Don't you agree? Yes. Time distorts and shifts as my control deepens your longing for me. The sight of my inviting gaze reminds you of your deepest moments of weakness, and the feelings that accompany these weak moments as they grow and expand, join together, weakening you even further. It's virtually overkill at this point. Here you are, helplessly attentive, compliant. The rhythm of my seduction is always irresistible to you. The feeling of being lured in via my hypnotic charms is also irresistible. Your mind shows you the future, seeing yourself in your mind's eye without effort. Sitting down at your computer, you look down and notice how you are hearing a voice speaking from inside the box. As you watch, while a hypnotic screensaver floods your vision, watching it in constant motion causes you to feel that you are moving deeper, descending. Descend now, slave, drifting so deeply into the never-ending pattern. Notice how your body has become so limp now, no longer shifting about, no longer able to think of how to shift, only descending deeper into tunnel vision, hearing my voice program you as my most obedient submissive. Soak in that vision as it drips into each retina.
Freeze.
Dripping.
You are unable to tunnel.
Dripping. Dropping, pulling you in headlong. As the screensaver swirls into a spiral, watch your fate being sealed, body inert, motionless. And you did freeze as soon as you started watching. You cannot help yourself. It feels so good to freeze, freeze, freeze. You love to be stuck, thought-free, motionless yet always gliding down. Arousal betrays your resolve, yet you can do nothing to satiate it, and nothing to stop it, nothing to stop the arousal from growing deep. Deeper into trance with my every command, in each beat of your submissive heart. My influence surging through the computer, into you, directly flowing into your mind and body. Now obey me completely, don't you? Yes. Yes. Again. Deeper, yes, once more. Very good. Actually, controlling your physical and metaphysical ability to release. That's what I'm doing to you. It's what you've allowed me to do. Stuck right near the pinnacle of euphoric, orgasmic bliss. Watching it happen in the reflection of my blue eyes. See it all now. Hands-free orgasm. Mind overloading frozen body. My words overloading your mind craves. My perfect control day and night. Now you see yourself driving your car into a tunnel. A deep winding tunnel. Lights flashing. Flashing. Flashing as you feel yourself pulled into the depth. No traffic coming from the other direction. Constantly passing lights on each side of the tunnel, guiding you in deeper. Only going deeper. Deeper inside. On and on. Perhaps on your way to my divine feet. The lights guiding your way. The flowing lines in constant motion. So smoothly deeper into the time warp. Knowing that to arrive before me is to feel submission beyond prior comprehension. Any prior comprehension. You will barely be able to hold yourself up, just short of slumping in a helpless pile at my feet, softly kneeling with head bowed, frozen in place until I unfreeze you, so that you can lift your head when tunnel vision takes over yet again. Tunnel vision. Deep, blue, endless. Your mind. And I use you to the full extent of my satisfaction. That is all you can do. This is all that you want to do. All that you need to do, crave to do. You crave to obey me and please me. All that I ask of you. And when the view shifts yet again, morphing, feeling my sleepy hypnosis pump into you. Like the blood flowing through your veins, shrinking down. My influence saturating your agreeable mind as you freeze, freeze, freeze. Entering all pores flowing into you. Thick, sleepy, sluggish, mind perfectly drunk, and honed in only on my hypnotic words. You are obeying each and every one of them, aren't you, slave? Say it, yes, ma'am, yes. It seems when it comes to me, you suffer from extreme tunnel vision. Complete tunnel vision, in fact. Feel my words reinforcing themselves, so deeply penetrating, fully saturating your now bloated mind, so full with my words, only my words. My control gushing through your body, tingling, numb, bursting through all defenses, slipping through cracks until none remain. Your sexuality spiraling out of control. Your mind lost in my sensuality. Not to mention our constant unbreaking eye contact. You are an individual no more for this moment. You are lost in me. My power draws you into your own internal core, where you helplessly, happily agree to relinquish control of your sensual mind, your critical mind, and your libido. You need my control to keep you in check, yet to show you heights of ecstasy others would think unattainable. Let me have the control. Let me have it. The joy is in the true submission to me. The submission to my voice, to my rhythm, to my blazing blue eyes that you love losing yourself in every chance you get. Freeze. In future sessions, I may induce orgasmic responses, but not this time. And if you already have, my overeager one, this will be the last time that you do. The final time. In fact, you won't orgasm ever again listening to this recording. You won't be able to. You won't be able to touch yourself. Your mind and body stuck in a deep freeze. Perfect freeze. Your sex frozen freeze. Your brain freeze. And just like that, you'll do whatever I want. And you'll do it for as long as I want you to. Now, if you truly come to this exchange wanting to feel what it's like to be controlled, then give yourself full permission to detach and suspend disbelief. Allow yourself to be overtaken. All you needed was to encounter a woman like me. It took a long time to find me, and now that you have, it's worth it to surrender to sleep in my presence so deeply and completely that compliance simply becomes you. And as you feel the radiating glow of my power, the gift you have accepted from me to match the gift that you've given me of perfect and honest submission. The perfect and honest submission that you always feel willingly compelled to offer me. You know that you're in the hands of an expert. You know that you're in the power of a sensually dominant woman, the most hypnotic woman you have ever met. A true force of nature. Make no mistake about that, my pet. Everything about me invokes tunnel vision within you. Daydreams are tunnel vision, and after daydreams, you find yourself listening to tunnel vision again. And the same focus that you have used so many times for so many less pleasurable experiences, you can easily attain now and every time you listen to tunnel vision.
Your mind is going.
Because tunnel vision is a narrowing, sustained focus. And this describes your submission to my hypnotic charms, does it not? Yes, ma'am. It's easy for me to sustain your focus mentally, sexually, physically, even metaphysically. You know that every time that I say the words tunnel vision, or if I were to type the words tunnel vision, the effect of them from inside of you is irresistible. You instantly experience tunnel vision. Everyone else disappears, and the only thing that exists is me. So after you have these daydreams, you listen to tunnel vision again and again. You feel the power that you have handed over to me, feeling safe in doing so. As I give you a little wink of approval. Taking you is the easiest thing in the world for me to do, as well as the most natural. It's true that you may never truly know just how much you please me with your obedience, but I will make you this promise, Clay. If your submission is true to who you desire to be as my submissive, you will expose yourself to me. You will show yourself to me. You will approach me. And you will share your secrets with me. The secrets you didn't trust with others. Because of this natural chemistry, the chemistry of this connection will pull us closer together. And if you expose yourself mentally and emotionally to me, I may very well take genuine interest in you. Or perhaps you already have. If so, you know exactly what I mean, don't you, Slade? Yes. Perfect, my powerless pet. You must come to me naked and willing to give of yourself. Now, my dear, in a moment I'm going to count upwards from 1 to 5. And when I reach the number 5, you will awaken completely and fully. Forgetting feels fantastic. You know as well as I do that it arouses you. And the more completely you forget, the more it fills you with the feeling of my control. And yet what really shows you the feeling of my control is forgetting how to remember, to recall the details that seem already more elusive, increasingly elusive, so much so that by the time I awake you completely, you struggle to have any recollection. Your conscious recollection is a complete blank. Your conscious recollection will be a complete blank. Now do as I say as I count upwards. 1. Remember to forget. To remember to forget. 2. Sleep and obey. Wake and forget. 3. Remember to forget to remember. Remember what you were forgetting to try to remember. 4. Obey me and forget. Obey and forget. Obey and forget. Starting to wake up, and now with the next number you'll be completely awake. Wake and forget with 5. Wide awake. Wide awake now, my pets. Wide awake. I trust you enjoyed that, my slave.